Hello, it's Ben Esch here with the Data Inspiration. Thanks for calling, and may God bless us as we look into His Word again. So continuing on with the study of what do we find in the Bible that the Word of, talks about the Word of God about itself. This time I'd like to read just real brief here this time, Hebrews chapter 4. Here it's talking about the rest we have in Christ, and then he inserts this verse, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so just a simple, powerful statement saying that the Word of God is quick. That means it's alive and it's living, it's active. And we believe that? Do you believe that? Do I believe that? In the perspective of using the Word of God for guidance in life or for evangelism or just for direction, the thoughts, that we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so do we have faith in that? Do we live that out, that the Word of God is quick, alive, and active? And we all want life. We like life. And so it blesses me, inspires me to know that God's Word is alive. And so just a reminder there, next word is and powerful. That word is simple to understand. It's powerful. Power is power. Strength, strong. Just to consider that the Word of God is powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. It's amazing that the Word of God is likened to a sword. The Word of God is likened to many things, food and milk and like a hammer and just different things. But here it talks of using it, illustrates as a sword. And so that's a word picture that is helpful. I remember once at a place of business, a respectful elderly gentleman walked in that place of business and there for some service, and he was an acquaintance of ours that would come regularly to do service at our place of business. And sometimes he liked to pat himself on the back for who he was, what his accomplishments were. I'll never forget how once he again, I don't even remember exactly what it was, but the gist of it was he was basically saying how good of a job he does, and what he does is top of the line, and just kind of line along the line of just kind of a boasting on oneself. And I just remember that my brother answered him back with a simple proverb. He was probably a man that believed in God. I can't remember for sure exactly on that, but I'm sure he was old enough and the culture he was in, he had some knowledge of God's word. But anyway, my older brother simply responded to him in the proverb. I don't know if I can quote it word for word now, but it says something like, you know, if I can remember that one, something about most men proclaim their own goodness, but a righteous man who can find. And I just remember just being so impressed how it just kind of stunned or stumped the person. And I thought, well, that was an example of when the Word of God was sharp and powerful. And it's kind of what the next part of the verse says, even the it pierces even the dividing of asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there's something more deep in that verse than I can explain or expound on, I believe. But again, just commending a little bit on the last part of it, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's amazing that we can use the Word of God to know ourselves, and it just shows us who we are many times, and just so much good direction and truths that give us understanding. So it's just wonderful that the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And I'll just read on the rest of the chapter here. There's another three or four verses there, just a good, some good words for us, food for the soul. Changes the subject a bit, but I'll read it anyway. So the next verse says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." And powerful truths there that I think would do us well to ponder and strike, give us a healthy fear of God is what it does to me. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So I think basically the context of the scriptures, God knows us, we are needy, and he's here to help. And so that's should be a great consolation to us, that God is for us and not against us. And then if God is for us, who can be against us? The question is asked. And so, of course, the answer is no one. God is almighty, all-powerful, and so that should be a consolation to us, so praise his name. All right, that's all I have for now, and we'll be back with later, Lord willing. Have a blessed day.